Welcome to Dave DiPaolo's Deep Dive on Z94.3 and Z94.3Radio.com. The subject of today's deep dive is the band Chicago. February 1967, Chicago, Illinois. Nice and cold. Saxophonist Walter Perezader, guitarist Terry Kath, drummer Danny Serafine, trombonist James Pinkow, trumpet player Lee Longhain, and keyboardist singer Robert Lamb got a meeting together to talk about the development of a new band. The group of six called themselves The Big Thing, and like most other groups playing Chicago nightclubs, they played top 40 hits. Realizing the need for both a tenor to complement baritones Lamb and Kath and a bass player, local musician Peter Cetera was invited to join the first incarnation of Chicago. In 1968, the band began to leave behind their days of cover songs and begin writing their own material, which caught the attention of Columbia Records, who moved them to Los Angeles and renamed the band the Chicago Transit Authority, opening up for Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix, among others. Their first record, a double album, was quite a success, but their name was not. To avoid being sued by the actual Chicago Transit Authority for use of the name, the band shortened their name to simply Chicago. From there, they took off as a self-described rock and roll band with horns. While their earlier 70s work had more political references and a louder sound, they eventually became known for their ballads and softer, more melodic, pop radio-friendly hits. Since their formation in the 60s, the band holds the distinction of being one of the few that have survived changes among the band lineup and have remained together to this day. That includes a departure by Peter Cetera himself in 1985. This led Cetera to focus on his solo career and lead Chicago to continue forward with a keyboardist, Bill Champlin, to take the lead singing duties. In their more than 50-year history, the band has amassed 42 albums that have produced 23 gold, 18 platinum, and 8 multi-platinum records, holding 5 consecutive number 1 albums on the Billboard 200 chart and 20 top 10 singles on the Hot 100. In 1974 alone, 7 of the band's albums were listed on the Billboard 200 chart simultaneously. An amazing accomplishment. And that is your deep dive for today.